朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们读圣经主的话语。
Let's class together and read the word of the Lord.
我们一起先来读中文，再来读英文。
First reading Chinese and then in English.
请马太福音19:13-14节。那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告，门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。 Matthew chapter 19 verse 13 and 14. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hand on them and pray.But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Please be seated. 求神特别祝福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May God add his blessing to his word.
今天的题目是一个问题。
This topic is a question.
天国的子民到底是什么样？
The kingdom of heaven belongs to whom?
我们圣诞的季节来到了。
We've come to the Christmas season.
普世欢腾，救主降生。
Joy to the world, the Savior is born.
我们知道马槽的婴孩是为我们来到世间。
We know that the baby in the manger came into the world for us.
使世人得与父神和好。
Such that the world could reconcile with the Father.
重做天国的子民。
And become children of heaven.
刚才我们读到的圣经，主耶稣更亲自启示了我们天国的子民到底是什么样的。
And in the passage we just read, Jesus also reveals to us who the kingdom of heaven belongs to.
我们要回转变成小孩子的样式。
We need to return and become as young children again.
感谢神，刚才我们的小朋友们和我们一同来唱诗敬拜我们的主。
Praise the Lord, just now the young children were able to worship God together with us.
我们没有拦阻他们来到神的面前。
And we didn't keep them from coming before the Lord.
反而我们看到我们的小朋友们好可爱。
Instead, we found that they really were very cute.
即使我们在一些敬拜当中，小朋友们有一些欢喜的 noise.
Even when worshiping together, they did make some joyful noises.
我们这些大人们，我们一定能够包含，对不对，弟兄姊妹们
？I'm sure we as adults are able to forgive them this, can we not?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
你知道小朋友啊，好可爱。
Your young children really are very cute.
他们的这个祷告呢也很纯真。
Their prayers are also very pure and real.
那给大家来分享一些小朋友来到神面前的这个祷告。
I'd like to share a few prayers that young children pray.
这是有一位小朋友啊，我们这都有英文，但是因为小朋友是用英文祷告的，我们翻译成中文，好吧
？Here are a few prayers. They're in English. We'll translate them into Chinese.
他说：“亲爱的神啊。”
Dear Lord.
我就用中文就好了哈。说谢谢你给了我一个这个小弟弟baby brother. 但是呢我要求的是要一个狗狗啊。下面哈这个他说亲爱的神啊，这个你爱世界所有的人一定是非常非常 super hard 的一件事情，很难的一件事情。为什么呢？因为特别你看我这个弟弟哈。我真的不知道你是怎么爱他的。继续来哈。他说这个亲爱的神啊，我特别喜欢的就是圣诞节，我马上要过圣诞节，还有就是什么复活节。然后你能不能够在这两个节日之间你再多造一个呀，因为现在这两个之间什么都没有啊，很 boring。再看一个。再说哎呀亲爱的神啊，你真的就把长颈鹿造成那个样子，还是你造的时候一下子出错了就造成这个样子的。下面啊就说哎呀神啊，我跟我爸爸妈妈去参加一个婚礼，然后他们就在大家面前在那里 kiss 哎， 这个是 OK 的吗？可以的吗？就是啊，亲爱的神啊，这个 Pastor Dan 这个詹牧师真的是你的朋友呢，还是只是跟你有工作关系？嗯，这个哦，他说亲爱的神啊，求你来照顾我的爸爸、我的妈妈、我的姐姐、我的兄弟、我的狗啊、还有我哦不要忘了你要照顾好你自己。如果要是你有什么三长两短啊，那我们大家可都惨了。小朋友们啊，他们的祷告都非常的可爱，很天真，很率直。那我们的主耶稣2000年以前也是成为一个婴孩来到世界。
2000 years ago, our Lord also came to earth as a child.
但是在我们这样一个很欢乐祥和的时候，我要跟大家提醒一件事情。
But in this time of joy and celebration, I still need to remind everyone of something.
我们都喜欢圣诞节。
We all like Christmas.
但是一想到神那严厉公义的一面，我们就有一点点的自觉不自觉的回避。
But as soon as we begin to speak of the serious and just side of God, then we start to want to avoid this topic a little bit.
你知道吗？实际上，圣经福音书当中也有讲过耶稣有生气的时候。
In the Gospels, there's at least three times when it speaks of Jesus becoming angry.
考考大家。
So I'd like to test everyone.
我们说我们读经要很认真。
We say that when we read the Bible, we want to be very serious about it.
那么我们大家有记不记得圣经当中什么时候讲耶稣生气？
Now can we remember when did it speak of Jesus becoming angry?
哎，洁净圣殿的时候啊，洁净圣殿的时候，我们晓得从那个上下文那个 text 啊，我们清楚知道耶稣基督有生气。约翰福音2:15-16，那你说耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿。”当作买卖的地方。
John 2:15-16, when he had made it with the cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the money changers and overturned their tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away, do not make my father's house the house of merchandise.
在这里我们能够看到耶稣真的生气了，是不是？
And so here we can see that Jesus is angry, is he not?
人在干犯他的圣洁。
And people are violating the sacredness of the temple.
而且这些以色列人他们霸占了这个外约。
And they were also taking over the court of the Gentiles.
本来神说我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿，不要禁止那些外邦人来到我的面前，所以圣殿的外院非常的大。
And so Jesus had said, the Lord had said, my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. And so the court of the Gentiles outside the temple was extremely large.
但是被犹太人整个全都占了，在那做买卖。
But it turned into a giant market.
而且耶稣洁净圣殿是两次，大家晓得吧？
And Jesus actually cleansed the temple twice.
哪两次呢？
Were the two times?
一个是约翰福音前有记载，刚出来传道的时候就洁净圣殿。
The first time is here in John 2 when Jesus had just started his ministry.
第二次是什么时候？
When was the second time?
耶稣三年半传道接近末尾，最后那个圣周的时候 ，Holy Week， 他有进入圣殿，再一次洁净圣殿。
The very end of his 3.5 years of ministry during Holy Week, he goes to the temple again and cleanses it again.
好，那还有什么地方有讲到耶稣生气吗？
What other time does it speak of Jesus being angry?
叶峰弟兄很棒啊，在马可福音3:5这里有记载。
Mark 3:5 is here recorded.
嗯，那里有一个生来手枯干的人，那么耶稣呢要治疗他，而且那一天是安息日。
So there is someone there who was born with a withered hand, and Jesus wanted to heal them, but it was Sabbath.
他就问周围那些犹太人，安息日治病可不可以？
So he asked those around him, saying, "Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath?"
那些人他们不能回答。
And they all didn't dare respond.
然后我们来看圣经记载，耶稣怒目周围看他们。
And so here scripture records, and he looked around with them, at them with anger.
忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。
Grieved by their hardness of heart, and he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
这一次又讲到耶稣生气了。
And here it reports that Jesus was angry.
第三次呢？还有一次。
There's still a third time.
这一次就跟我们刚才读的经文有关了。
And this has to do with the passage we read for this Sunday.
在马太福音十九章呢，这里虽然没有记载。
In Matthew chapter 19, it doesn't record it precisely.
但是如果你仔细去看马可福音第十章十四节，记载同一件事情。
But if you look at the parallel passage in Mark chapter 4,
那里说到有人把小朋友带到耶稣面前来，让耶稣按手祝福他们。
It says that people brought children to Jesus that he might put his hands on them and bless them.
那耶稣的门徒就批评那些人，就丢他们啊，不要把你小朋友带到耶稣面前来给主捣乱。
Then the disciples rebuked them and asked them not to bring the children to Jesus.
然后我们看马可十章十四节记载，耶稣就恼怒。
It says here that Jesus was indignant or was displeased.
对门徒说，让小孩子到我这里来。
And said to the disciples, let the little children come to me.
不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
And do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
有人有讲，在福音书当中还有其他地方，耶稣可能是在生气。
Now people will say that there are other times in the Gospels where maybe Jesus is angry.
啊，甚至主耶稣斥责那个撒旦啊，在旷野当中三次被这个诱惑的时候都可能有在生气。
And when Jesus rebuked the devil in the wilderness as he was being tempted, perhaps he was angry then too.
但是从圣经的上下文明讲，我们知道有这三次。
But if we look in Scripture, there's three times it was explicitly stated.
那其中这个第三次，他还不是对别人，他是对自己的门徒啊。
And here this third time, he's not even really angry at others, he's angry at his own disciples.
哦，主耶稣好有意思，他常常对自己的门徒就特别严厉，大家注意到没有？
It's interesting, Jesus is often particularly strict with his disciples.
对彼得说很严厉的话说什么？撒旦去我后面去了，是不是啊？
He's particularly gruff with Peter saying, get behind me, Satan.
在那之前刚刚还夸奖过这个彼得呢。
And he had just finished praising Peter.
那么在这个地方主耶稣也是对门徒生气。
So in this time he began angry with the disciples.
那为什么呢？因为他们在拦阻。
Why is that? Because they are blocking people.
拦阻这些小朋友们。
They are preventing these young children.
那我想请问大家，门徒他们的这个动机初衷是好的还是不好的？
So I have to ask, was the disciples' motive good?
好的，是不是？一定是好的嘛。
Definitely good word.
他讲的主耶稣在这里做大事情。
Jesus here is doing a really big and important thing.
主耶稣是一位很重要的人物。
Jesus is very important.
主耶稣很忙很忙的。
Very, very busy.
哦，那这些小朋友呢？他们什么都不懂啊。
All these little kids, they don't understand anything.
那不要来让他们给主耶稣捣乱。
Let's not let them come and make things difficult for Jesus.
所以有的时候你知道在有的教会里面就是这个小朋友绝对不能够进这个 sanctuary 敬拜的。
And so there are many churches where the children are definitely not allowed to enter the sanctuary.
他们什么都不懂的。
They don't understand anything.
主席就像刚才我们所说的一到教会了这个然后大人到这边小朋友到这边然后青少年到这边分得好严格。
And so it's just like you mentioned earlier, oh, when you go into church, the adults go to one place, the young children go to one place, the youth go to another place, and these divisions are very strict.
但是也有的教会就反其道而行之。
But then there are some churches that do the opposite.
每一次聚会都是所有人在一起。
And every time they worship, they bring everyone together.
小朋友也是从头做到尾。
And the children join it from beginning to end.
讲到信息听得懂听不懂，反正就在那里坐着。
And so the kids, whether they understand the details of the sermon or not, they're sitting there.
那我想我们教会还是比较合乎中道的，对不对？
And so our church is more in the middle.
我们要有一起敬拜的时间，弟兄姊妹。
So we want that time when everyone is worshiping together.
当我们的孩子长大以后，在他的记忆当中要有我跟我爸爸妈妈坐在一起，在神的殿里面来唱诗敬拜主。
I want children as they grow up to have this memory of when they were sitting together with their parents worshiping the Lord.
知道从小就知道一起的这样一个敬拜，不单单只是在那里唱歌跳舞，总是一个儿童气，知道是一个怎么样庄严肃穆的一个场面。
And that they might have this memory of worshiping together and understand that worship is not just singing. Young children's song, but understand the seriousness of worship.
当然，等到讲到信息的时候，大概不必要每次都听。我们讲到婚姻关系，小朋友听也听不懂。
So it's not necessary that they necessarily hear every sermon. If we're talking about marriage relationships, perhaps that would be a little difficult for them to understand.
好的，那么门徒们他们是出于好心。
So the disciples were saying this out of good intention.
然后就批评那些人，不要把这个小孩子带到主面前来。
And telling the people, don't bring these children here.
可是我们知道，哎呀，在神的国里面啊，在神的家里面，常常出的一个问题是什么呢？
But we know that in the kingdom of God, in the family of the faith, what is a major problem that often occurs?
不是我们出于坏心然后干一件糟糕的事情。
It's not that we do something evil out of bad intention.
而是我们出于好心，结果办了一件不好的事情。
It's because with good intentions, we end up doing something bad.
有没有？
Does this not happen?
上个礼拜我们讲到这个御圣殿进耶路撒冷。
So last Sunday we talked about bringing the temple into Jerusalem.
这个御圣殿进耶路撒冷啊，它不是一次就完成的。一开始这个以色列人他们刚去亚比拿达家里面去运这个 运这个约柜进耶路撒冷，把这个约柜拿牛车就来运进来了。
So the first time they tried to move the ark into Jerusalem, they went to the house of Minadab and they went with a ox cart to bring the ark of the covenant.
你看世界的人，非利士人他们不都是拿牛车运约柜运过呀？
I mean, if you look around, the Philistines around them, they would all use an ox cart to move the ark of the covenant.
圣经早就明讲 ，no， 要用人来抬。
But the Old Testament clearly said that you had to use Levites to carry the ark.
那牛车在路上走，那时候路不像现在柏油马路，它不平。然后这个牛一失前蹄啊，然后这个牛车一歪，然后怎么样？这个约柜要掉下来。
And so as the oxen are carrying the ark of the covenant along, you know the roads aren't paved so well, and so it's bumping, and so it looks like the ark of the covenant is about to fall over.
有一个人叫乌撒，他是亚比拿达的儿子，伸手就是扶这个约柜。
And so Uzzah reaches out to try to stabilize the ark.
啊，那我先请问大家，乌撒要去扶这个约柜，是不是出于好心
？When he chose to do this to try to stabilize the ark, was that not with good intention?
我们每一位第一次读这一段的时候，你是不是都有点为乌撒有点小小的打抱不平
？So usually when you first read this passage, you feel like, wow, Uzzah was really kind of wrong.
很多人在那点头啊，我当时也是。
And many people agree, and I felt the same way too.
我说神啊，这子弟都搞错啊。
Like, Lord, did you mess up here?
Uzzah 用伸手去扶约柜，被击杀在那。
Uzzah reached out to stabilize the ark and got killed.
我们很多时候，我们人本来出于好心。
There are times when we do something with good intention.
但是我们不明白神的心意。
But we don't understand what God's purpose is.
我们办了一件坏事，我们办了一件拦阻神心的事。
And we end up doing things that get in the way of the will of God.
在教会当中的服事。
When we come to our service in the church,
当我们来到主面前的时候
，When we come before the Lord,
特别特别小心的就是，我们不能够再按照自己的喜好，再按照社会的标准来行事了。
We have to be careful that we're not doing things according to our own preferences and according to social standards.
如果我们总结准确的话，我相信是准确的。耶稣基督就是三次明讲，生气其中就有一次就在这里。
So if we understand at least there are three times when it explicitly says that Jesus is angry, and one of them is right here.
主耶稣是非常非常的看重这件事情。为什么要拦阻这些小朋友们到我这里来
？Why would you prevent the children from coming to me？
实际上，
yeah.
天国就是这样的人。
Those in the kingdom of heaven are such as these。
如果我们拦阻小朋友到主的面前来，啊，反正主是我们这样，啊，你看这个穿个西装打个领带，是不是啊？一本正经的人模人样的，这样才能进天堂。
So if we prevent young children from coming to God, it's as if we're saying that you have to be dressed up in a suit and very formal before you can come to the Lord.
看门徒他们不然拦阻他们，门徒之间还有争论啊。
Not only were they preventing the children from coming, but they were also disputing amongst themselves.
哎，你看他们争论就是，我们中间谁伟大嘛
？What are they disputing? They're saying which amongst us is the greatest.
我们谁是最有身份的
？Which of us has the greatest position?
最有地位的
？Which of us has the highest?
耶稣来是做弥赛亚，是做君王的。
Jesus has come to be the Messiah, to be king.
有一天要打进耶路撒冷。
There's a time when he is going to come and fight his way into Jerusalem.
哎，赶走这些罗马鬼子。
And drive away the evil Romans.
然后呢，我们来恢复建立这个大卫的荣耀的国度。
And then we're going to once again establish the glorious kingdom of David.
那那时候耶稣坐宝座。
At that time Jesus is going to sit on the throne.
十二个门徒，谁坐主耶稣左手边，谁坐主耶稣右手边，最尊贵的位置。
Now there are 12 disciples. Who's going to sit right on the left? Who's going to sit right on the right? Those that have the most sort of prestigious position.
然后门徒就诞生了。哎，我要做国防部长，我要做外交部长。
And so they're disputing over who's going to get which cabinet position.
那在马太福音第十八章第二到第四节，耶稣就来回答这些门徒了。
So in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 to 8, or 2 to 4.He's addressing this issue.
哎，你们不是争论吗？谁要伟大
？Are you not arguing over who's going to be the greatest?
耶稣又叫了一个小孩子来。
And again, he calls a young child over.
按照马太福音的记载，正好是我们刚才读的十九章前面这一章。
And so according to Matthew's chronology, this happens right chapter before chapter 19.
然后说我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得新天国。
And Jesus says, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
跟我们人的这个想法，社会的这个标准正好是相反。
This is really the opposite of sort of normal societal view.
在世界上都说 I'm the best.
Those of the world always say, I 我是最伟大的。
我都比别人强。
I am stronger than everyone else.
他们不能做的我都能做。
What others can't do, I am able to do.
他们不知道的我都知道。
What they don't know, I do know.
他们没有钱，我能够赚很多的钱。
They don't have any money, and I'm able to make lots of money.
他们没有地位，我有很大的声望。
They don't have any status, and I have great status.
耶稣说不是这样子的。
And Jesus says, no, no, no.
恰恰相反。
It's in fact the opposite.
那在这个地方呢，这个小孩子这个字啊，
term used for young child.
我先给大家简单的介绍啊，就是在这个原文当中呢，像提到孩子啊，小孩子不止一个词。
And so I should introduce briefly that in the original Greek, there's more than one term for a young child.
那比较常用的呢，有两个。
There's two that are frequently used.
其他的我们就先不多介绍了。
The others for the moment we won't consider.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。